The University of Kansas Health System is proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Kansas City Current. From youth athletes to the pros, we put player care first to turn their dreams into reality. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/kccurrent.
You are now in the pocket with Covell Hudson.
How's it going? It is Monday, April 4th. Wow. All right. For a split second, I was like, this would be cool, but no, I didn't. It's April 1st. We're on ESPN Kansas City. We're in the pocket is where we are.
In the pocket.
And we have
Thai Food Panda
and
Kyle Collier producing.
I don't like how prepared you were for it.
Yeah, you like to catch me off guard. I was ready today.
I like when he's like back at the computer or something or doing something. But it's a slow media week, slow media day. I mean, for the most part, we will discuss a little bit of Rashee Rice on the field, not off the field. That's not. I'm just playing. No, we will discuss some of the situation that happened. Yesterday. Was it yesterday? I saw it yesterday morning, I believe.
I think it's
That's when the news dropped. I believe it happened Saturday evening.
Saturday evening.
At like 6. Yeah. So, like, I'm surprised it didn't happen immediately. But we would discuss Rashee Rice and the Chiefs. We would discuss, me and Ty on the way up here were kind of discussing just, without knowing the details. We're not lawyers. We're not Wendy Williams. Yes, we're a couple of comedians that talk sports. And Kyle is a part-time comedian.
I'll take it.
Yeah, part-time comedian, part-time adult dancer. So, he's got a few different skills.
He does have the Chippendale look.
We'll discuss some Rashee Rice. We'll discuss some Chiefs. We'll discuss. Yeah, we were kind of spitballing. Like I said, I have a number of games in mind that it sounds like on the least egregious things that he do, the least amount he'll get.
They're gonna take action.
We'll discuss it, and then we will discuss the Chiefs wide receiver room. Maybe do some of that ironically, because we may need two receivers now. I don't know.
Yeah, what's the Chiefs offseason without discussing the wide receiver room?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Hey, it is draft month.
Ever since the Chiefs drafted, what was his name? He used to play for Snoop Dogg. He was a return guy. He never really...
D'Anthony Thomas.
Ever since then, the Chiefs have been, for the most part, in wide receiver purgatory.
Purgatory.
Good Lord.
It's all right, man. It's all right.
I took a chance on it today. It's all good, man.
Because
even right there, I was like, yeah, use purgatory. Oh, no, use purgatory is how it popped in my head for some reason. But yeah, and we will discuss a little bit of NCAA. We have men's and women's going down. We have a rematch of LSU and the Caitlin Clarks. Oh, I was going to call them the Caitlin
Clarks. Oh, the Clarks.
The Clarks. But no, we will discuss that and see what you guys think of that. And then we'll do some It Poop. It's going to be a real relaxed show today or whatever. So let's get right into Rashee Rice. No Diddy. So I guess the story is Saturday at about 6 or whatever, it was a Corvette and it was a Lamborghini racing on the highway, allegedly racing. They could have been trying to get the last roll of tissue at this, store or something. I don't know.
We already put the disclaimer that we're comedians telling the story, so you don't have to say allegedly. It was two cars racing.
I saw the video.
Two cars racing. They could have just been trying to get over at the same time. They could have hit into the passing gear.
Going at 120 miles an hour. I'm not sure how fast they're going, but they were going fast.
I've been driving one time when I was doing about 65, and then I had to go around the truck, and I looked down, I was doing 110. So, anything is possible.
I've done it. I ain't gonna lie. I have done it. I had got me a new convertible. I wanted to see what my car was capable of doing, just in case I get caught in a situation.
You got to know how it's going to handle. You know, just
I
like
want to know.
If you got a horse, you got to train your horse. You got to put it through situations to see how it handles.
I don't want to.
Has to be harder than the game.
You don't want to get your car up to 80 and the transmission fall out. Like, now, if I was going 75, I was fine. But I tried to get up to 80. You got to know what performance, because you might be about it, but your car ain't.
Yeah. And you know what? Since we're on it, I had a 96 Chevy Corsica. It was my first car. Awful but good car. It had a V6. It was cool. Well, I just did that. But I remember I was, I was driving fastly or whatever. And I remember I talked to the mechanic. I said, hey, it shakes real bad when I hit 85. He was like, what are you doing? What are you doing hitting 85 in a 96 Chevy Corsica?
I'm trying to go back in time. I'm trying to get it up to 88. If I get this Corsica to 88, I'll be back in time.
So he basically told
me. Sell it for brand new, like it's brand new. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so he's basically saying, you know, if it's doing that, you just shouldn't be. He said, so at 70, it doesn't do it? I'm like, no, not really. Well, just don't do that. But, okay, so they were allegedly racing, and there was a fender bender, and they got up out of there. Like,
oh, it wasn't no fender bender. Somebody is still in the hospital.
It was a chain reaction.
It was a chain reaction.
Crashes that happened.
And what we discussed was, so – and look, I'm a big fan of Rashee Rice. I enjoy his game. Last year, press conferences, I asked him a few questions. You know, I asked Ricky Rashee Rice a few questions. He seemed like a good guy. Everybody enjoys him.
He was on off of different strokes. He was lovable.
But watching that video of the accident, and then I've never seen something so quick. But okay, so, and you said, you know, it was in Dallas, right?
Yep.
And it was not far from the SMU campus. So, like, when I first saw the video, like, the car had barely stopped moving, and I start seeing people get out. And then when they were walking down the highway, I'm like, where are they going? Why would you be walking down? Where were you guys? So, like, so that means they knew where they were at. We're going to go here or we're going to go there. And, you know, another interesting thing about them getting out the car, me and Ty were talking about it on the way here. Like, how was it a consensus? We're just going to get up out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it? It felt to me like, say, something like that has happened before, or at least a couple people in that situation. They're like, in these situations, we get out of here because it's happened before. And I'm not, you know. I don't have any truth of that.
I think in what that walk situation was, what y'all doing? Hey, what y'all doing? Let's go. That was it.
But it wasn't that much time. It was racing, having a good time, accident, slide, we out of here. Like, yeah. That is what is weird to me, how, like I said, it wasn't a conversation. It wasn't a debate.
What y'all doing?
It wasn't even a, let's see what happened. It was... We get out of here now.
Yeah.
So that is, and like.
Are they rentals?
Say what?
Are the cars rentals?
No, it was registered to Rashee Rice. And you know what? In my younger days, I've probably, you know, left the party when I shouldn't and got home. Nothing happened to me, but something, I guess, could have, you know. I've driven really fast in a 96 Corsica, so, as an example. I've done.
So do you chalk this up as. Hey, look, he young and he just made that mistake.
No. So that's what I'm saying. So like I said, I've probably had a couple of old duels and then drove
in my younger years.
But you know, like so I've done that before. You know, I've probably been speeding. As a matter of fact, I know I've been speeding. I know I've done that before. But what I haven't done is left the scene of an accident. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Like,
but
to cause trouble and then leave.
But you do stupid stuff when you're young.
Well, but that,
so what do you say the punishment should be then?
And that's what folks are most mad about is, you know, Rashee Rice, you're a young, and obviously, let me preface this by saying we don't know. We're just kind of speculating by ourselves here. We don't know any of the facts, but that's what people are, you know, pissed about. Rashee Rice, what are you doing? You're a young star. You just won a Super Bowl. What are you trying to throw this away?
If I give my grandson $1 million, he's still 2 years old.
Well, yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
make him grown.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying? You do stupid stuff until you, 25, 26, yeah. 30.
Yeah.
In my case, 40.
He's a young guy who just won the Super Bowl. He's feeling probably
untouchable.
It's been a really great offseason, right? You're feeling great.
The world loves you.
Yeah,
right?
You got a souped up Corvette. Your buddy's in a Lambo. I'd be like, hey, let's go a little fast. Let's try it. You
yes.
know? But the thing is, though, things happen. Things happen in any situation. If you, unless you're LeBron James, you're going to have a few issues in your career. Unless you're LeBron.
Just be accountable. Is that where you're getting at?
Well, what I'm getting at is, like, when I used to coach, I used to talk about, you know, compounding mistakes. So if you turn the ball over, don't then sulk and let them run down the score and let your man score. Or if you throw a pick, the next time you go out there, don't try to get it all back, and then because that's compounding incidents. So
that's the Josh Allen effect. That's what I call it.
The Josh Allen effect?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's the first shrapnel of the day.
Yeah, that would just be meaning just take accountability. I jacked up here and just stay there. But you do stupid. There is not one person that can say. You've never.
No, but what I'm saying is.
I'm like, not justifying it, though, by all means.
No, but what I'm saying, like, what I'm saying is. Yes, nobody said anything about any liquor, any of that involved.
And if that's I'd be worried about, seeing all those guys leave like that.
Well, that was
then
the first
I start
thought.
To speculate, you know.
Well, the
oh,
lawyer,
man,
the
they,
lawyer, once
they were
said
messed
he,
up, maybe.
Once they said he got a counsel or sought counsel, that's when I was like, that doesn't look great.
Right, right.
Because
he'll be able to beat that charge. Running, leaving, fleeing the scene. You know what I'm saying? He'll be able to.
Well,
less
I'm not
than
even
that.
Saying beat that charge.
I ain't saying beat it like that. I'm just saying they're less than that. But if it was DUI on top of that, so it does make more sense that they ran.
Well, let me finish my phone. Hold on.
There was some alcohol involved.
Well, so what I'm saying is, like, yeah, if you was partying and then you get in the car, that's an issue. If you're speeding, if you're racing on the highway, that's an issue. But then you get in an accident and you leave, that's a different issue. So you're just compounding issues, and that's where most people go wrong. Because once again, you do one or the other,
but
there's consequences.
If I stay, it's going to be bang, bang, bang. So leaving, it sounds bad,
but here's
the
best
thing.
No, but here's the thing, though. As far as, you know, everybody in 2024 talk about staying in their own business. Everybody talk about, I'm a boss, I'm this, I'm that. You know what I mean? If you do something, you just, yeah, all right, this is what happened. Let's see. Yeah, but the whole leaving thing.
What in the hell utopia are you getting this from? That's not going to happen. If I've been drinking, I'm bouncing. You know what I'm saying? Because
well, that's an awful quote there.
If I stay there.
That's an awful quote. Yeah.
I'm not here to quote anything.
Oh, you did.
I'm going to leave. Because listen, if I, you know what I'm saying,
no,
the thing
well,
is,
Ty,
if
hold,
I stay,
but,
they're going to put me under
on,
the jail.
Hold on, but,
that's,
but that, nobody's
talking
just,
about leaving the car.
No, hold on,
What are you talking
Ty,
about, Ty?
Hold on, yes. hold on.
Well, then you're just adding another charge for on the scene.
Well, I don't, well,
but
hold
you
on.
Don't know I've been drinking.
Jesus. But the thing is, no, we can understand, just like, all right, I have a 12, a 9, and a 7-year-old, and if somebody leaves a plate on the table, and the dog gets to the plate, and then you say, whose plate was it? And yeah, whoever plate it was should just say, it was my plate. But they know they're going to get words. I don't beat kids. I don't, you know, never laid a hand on them. But they don't want to hear me talk. I think sometimes they'd be like, just hit me. But I will talk them to death and talk about the whole process. So they're like, all right, So what I'm saying is, I understand the benefit of a lie. I understand the benefit of leaving.
Yeah.
So you're trying to explain to me why I'd want to leave. No, I've been in a few situations where I wanted to leave, but you just shouldn't.
I mean, I ain't saying that you should, but for him,
Chris Carter.
It's a self-preservation thing.
Was it Chris Carter that was like,
you gotta have a fall guy.
You gotta have a fall guy. Like, hold on, Chris.
Because
he loves the Vikings. Wow, you guys are cut from the same cloth.
You jerk. I know what he's thinking. He's thinking,
well, no,
it's going to be, I'd rather take the charge of fleeing the scene than the charge of being here and being drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
any alcohol on my breath.
Well, yeah.
Because if I have alcohol on my breath.
Well, hold on. We don't know if there's any alcohol
involved.
We don't know. We have to put that out there.
That seems more, you know, more makes sense why everybody would just take off. You know, we all got alcohol on our breath.
I don't know why they took off, but I just thank God nobody was critically hurt. I think somebody did go to the hospital, but.
Yeah.
I don't know why they left, but what I do know is that
nobody died.
This is going off the rails.
That's a good thing.
Hold on tight. It's going off the rails. The fact is.
What did he say while I was talking? I didn't even hear him.
The fact is, yes, Rasheed Rice, let's go back around from the beginning.
Let's regroup.
Rasheed Rice, we're speeding. The facts that we know. Well, we don't even know if it was Rasheed Rice. I'm hoping it was his cousin that he let drive the car.
All we know is that the Corvette was registered to him.
The Corvette was registered to him. And let me put this out there. If you are drinking, you should not be driving.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't even think about it.
No.
And if you cause harm, you should handle it and deal with it. And that's my point is you're going to make mistakes. You try not to make mistakes. But then when you make a mistake, don't try to cover it up, because history isn't nice to those people that try to cover it up. You know, Lance Armstrong, if he would have got caught cheating, then it'd be like, we still love you. And even though you only have one of them, we still love you, Lance. Did y'all catch that? I don't know if y'all caught that. But but like, yeah, we still love you, Lance. But when anybody mentioned it, or when somebody was credible and they were saying, hey, maybe he did this. No, but he didn't just lie about it. He tried to destroy the people that spoke about him. You know what I'm saying? So then when it turns out that he did, like, nobody likes Lance Armstrong now. A lot of people didn't like him even when he was winning, because I guess he wasn't nice. But still, now his reputation is off because he said, I didn't do it. Then it turned out he did do it, and he just wasn't nice about it. So I don't think Rasheed Rice was nice for leaving if he was there.
I agree with you.
Oh, absolutely.
I agree.
You know, and his attorney put out a statement that.
The statement's out? I didn't see the statement yet.
Yeah.
When did it come out? I've been watching.
Let me find the full quote real quick. I don't have it here, but I'll pull it up.
Okay. And then. And after you read the quote, we can kind of break that down, and then we'll talk about what we think the punishment could be, you know, for ranging here, or here, because, yeah, purely speculation.
Okay, statement from lawyer Royce West on Rasheed Rice.
It doesn't sound like a great lawyer. Royce West, go ahead.
On behalf of Rasheed Rice, his thoughts are with everyone impacted by the automobile accident on Saturday.
I don't like how it's starting.
Rasheed Rice is cooperating with local authorities and will take all necessary steps to address this situation responsibly.
Sounds like he was in the car.
Yeah.
Sounds like he was responsible. Because if he wasn't, he'd say I wasn't.
If the car was just registered to him, but, you know, a buddy of his took the car out.
But now it makes the alcohol is out the body, what, 15 hours?
Die. We don't. Nobody is.
I'm just a comedian.
No,
I'm just a comedian talking.
But there's nothing on record about.
Yeah, there's
alcohol.
Nothing on record.
So we can't
just say. And I'm just saying it makes sense. But now it's just a matter of his punishment. That's it.
Yeah.
The stupid mistakes is gonna keep happening every year, every year an NFL player is going to do something stupid.
Well, no, yeah. Well, it's, not just NFL. Like, the NFL is a microcosm of society. So
of course.
You have, yeah, you have so, just different.
it's expected. It just happened to our team.
Aaron Hernandez took the killing quota. Ray Carruth, you know, like, anyways.
It's going to always be, you know. So it just happened to be, like I said, on our team. So now it's a matter of how you punish this, you know.
Yeah.
And we discussed the punishment deal before, you know, and I can see a season. I agree.
You might get half a season.
I see about 8 games. Mm. Because
so you can't do 8 to 10?
Because the
if, you know, alcohol is involved, or maybe, you know, they had some narcotics in their possession, uh-huh. and that was involved in it, then yeah, I could see a full season.
Well, but what I'll say is,
because I mean, think back to Henry Ruggs. That could have been that.
But that's why I can't see no less than 6 games,
right,
8
right,
games,
right.
Or it could be, you know, longer than that. But what was I about to say?
Well, when they want to crack down, you know what I'm saying, I feel like, because like we talked about, you know, Henry just happened. So now you got Rashid having his. You know, it's like the second guy always get the flag thrown, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's the one who gets the punishment. He loses right.
The guy who
Henry
retaliates.
Henry got a nice little punishment.
So
he got a nice little one.
So we have to double that. We have to double that.
Well, so I believe
completely.
Henry Ruggs is the, you know, it's the same book, different chapter, because there were casualties. There was egregious, inadvertent malfeasance in that situation. Those are good words there. Are good words I just slung together there.
In the Henry Ruggs situation, somebody died. Yeah. So,
yes. Well,
right,
and a
appropriate
dog.
Punishment was taken.
And a dog.
Yes.
And the NFL
yeah.
didn't have to, they really didn't really have a choice in the matter.
Hey,
let's see what you.
If the NFL wasn't going to get him, Peter
let the law take care of that.
Peter was going to get him.
Now, I don't really see Rashee Rice's incident. Nobody was hurt, you know, thank goodness. So,
but
the NFL, I think you're right, Ty. The NFL could crack down.
It's not that period.
We're just speculating.
It's still the same situation, you know, regardless of. People is just people's lives are changed. They're impacted, period, by what you did. So to keep you guys from racing or whatever the case may be, you're going to lose more than just 8 to 10. You're going to lose a season.
Yeah.
Now, who will do this act again, knowing that they have a season on the line?
Well, but
you know what I'm saying? Of losing money.
You might be right.
A season on the line? I bet you straighten up then. I bet you, like I said, if I give my 2-year-old grandson $1 million, he's still. But if I can get in his head to where he doesn't want to lose something, then he'll act right.
Well, but, you know, the states that have. Well.
What would it hurt?
I think you're right.
What would it hurt if they did suspend him for a season? I mean, other than him. And, I mean, the Chiefs are going to move on. You know what I'm saying? We're going to figure it out. But that's going to hurt him. And then other people is going to look like,
well,
they might do something else stupid, but they're not going to do that.
I think it's something like 6 to 8 games. If it's over 6 to 8 games, then I think it's something
major.
If
it's more than that, then yeah. There was
then
alcohol involved. You know,
it's hard to even speculate, but just and I'm gonna say this in a very tactful way. So the fact that it's probably a couple days before he has to get something situated, that probably helps the situation a little bit. if you feel what I'm saying?
Say it again.
So like Rashee Rice talking to a lawyer, and they said in the next couple of days he's going to be getting this figured out. That situation could help a certain situation in the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no reporting of that, you know, as of right now.
So now I want to ask you guys about the fallout, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
let's say it is half a season. Do the Chiefs maybe think about taking a wide receiver higher in the draft? Maybe their draft plans change, or maybe an Odell Beckham or Tyler Boyd is brought in. I mean, is that something you guys would have to think about?
I'd hate to be hastily pushed into another Mecole Hardman, I'll tell you that.
Because let's say Rice is done for half a season, suspended for half a season. And just complete speculation here. I mean, you really want Kadarius Toney stepping up? Is that the guy?
Well,
step up, young man.
Don't ask me that question.
I know. That's why I was looking at Ty.
Don't ask me that question because I believe, yeah.
You would believe what? You would put KT up there?
Yeah, as opposed, there's teams that don't have a receiver that can't juke, that has small hips. Juju was New England's first receiver.
You know what?
The number one receiver last year.
If you're without Rice for a period of time, what you got is Hollywood Brown, Tony, Sky Moore, Justin Ross, Justin Watson, maybe.
I do not like the tone you gave Tony and Sky Moore.
It
hurt.
That's the tone.
Look at what I did last year as Patrick Mahomes. Look at what I did last year. I can make Hollywood the number one.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
All day. So, no, KT, stay where you at. You know what?
Is on the bench.
One of the best weekends and worst weekends of my life, I had seen a hypothetical Kadarius Toney article. And it said they're talking about shipping him out to another team. Did you see this article out there?
Mm-mm.
It was like a hypothetical, you know.
What you
shipping
mean?
Him, trading him to another team.
So it's a trade scenario?
Yeah, just scenarios.
Okay.
Just a hypothetical. So
I really like that article.
I said, ooh, are they going to do it? Are they going to pull the trigger? And the first thing in my head, I said, sounds good to me. It could have been for a large pizza. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I would have been like, that sounds like a deal. Do it come with like a Supreme? Is it going to be thick crust like Chicago style? You know what I'm saying? That's excited as I got. Okay?
Kadarius Toney, you're a friend of the show. I want you to know that.
So Ty does not want Kadarius Toney to step up.
I'm
going to
keep the same energy. When he come on the show, I'm going to keep the same energy.
All right, what if he does step up, Ty? Let's say Rice is out and Toney steps up and he's the number two right beside Hollywood Brown.
You say Toney?
He would.
Toney. Oh, okay. I thought you said
he would have to change my mind. He would definitely.
It would?
No, he would have to.
Okay.
It would take him about, it's about how many games would it take for him to change my mind is what I would be up in the area.
See, if I was an athlete, I'd be like, boy, I don't care about changing your mind. But
fine. Keep being a competent lower. What's lower than a bum? I don't know.
It's just a bum.
Oh, boy.
It's you.
So you guys know that I'm usually right.
Of course.
So I don't know. I don't understand why. And you know what? At some point, I don't know when it is yet, but there's going to be a departure date where you can't get on this bus. You cannot get on the Kadarius Toney bus. And
How many games is it going to take for the bus to leave me?
Well, but that's the thing. Like, I was going to say judge a guy for a whole season.
You just told on yourself. Kadarius Toney bus is still at the bus stop, and there's a mechanic there.
I'm asking you to move it because it's in the way.
But I hypothetically asked
the
question
is missing.
To you saying how many games. But, like, I don't think we should. Because after the Lions game, he tipped that ball in the air. I think he dropped another one. And no. Like, after week one, people kicked him to the curb. As a matter of fact, we could – potentially say it was Chiefs Kingdom fans piling on him to where he felt like he was pressing, and they just compiled. Hold on, that's a callback. Compiling issues. If you're dropping the ball, if you're not getting open, all right, we can deal with that. But if you start dropping it, if you start cussing at Giants fans, if you start cussing at the organization you're in right now, that just compiles it. Just work on running routes and catching balls, and that's what he's going to do this next season. We'll be back.
Could you move the Kadarius bus the Kadarius Tony bus over to the side. People are starting to ask, how much is this bus? Does it work?
But you know what? I believe in 2 years, we're going to re-sign Tony. And Tony,
that bus is still waiting on AAA to come out.
Oh, man. I told you.
With some jumper cables.
I told you Kyle is a part-time comedian, because now he's roasting Tony, too.
Can we borrow the bus's alternator? I mean, y'all not going to use it. Instead of us going to buy another alternator for our bus that's leaving the station.
I wish.
With Tony, Covell, I'll believe it when I see it.
I wish.
And I'll remember that you said he can step up.
Exactly.
He will step up. There's going to be a receiver.
So last year he had 13 games played. I don't think he finished all of them. 169 yards.
Well, but that was basically based on the narrative.
Travis Kelce's wiped them yards off on his shoe.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If that ain't bubblegum on the bottom of Kelce's shoe, you paid 13.
Hey,
I did that in a half.
All right. Before we go to break, let me do a rewind to training camp. Kadarius Toney got hurt. He was looking good. He was doing fine. He got hurt. He had to have
meniscus surgery. Yeah.
Meniscus surgery. He had to have surgery. He was made available. He was good the week of game number one. And that was, you know, of the talk of the
was the Super Bowl opening, the ring ceremony, basically, or the banner drop night.
Yeah. But he was but during the summer and stuff, was it Veach that said
right.
I think he can be our
number one. As a number one, yeah.
I didn't like that in the moment. I wonder if I mentioned, if we talked about that. I don't remember. But I didn't like that in the moment, because that puts pressure on him that shouldn't necessarily. He
saying that about a guy who's never been a number one, or frankly a number two.
Yes.
Number three.
Which is what confuses me about the NBA draft. All these dudes get drafted, and then you look at their whole career. They've never led a team.
Ever.
And then some that led a team, you never led a winning team, or you just bounce back and forth. Yeah.
You was Brunson.
Brunson is leading the Knicks right now.
No, he's nice, but it's like they're not going to be.
Brunson was a regular dude 2 years ago, but now he's extended to not a regular dude. See him as a regular dude.
Of course.
I think it's the braids. But anyway, I don't even – what were we talking about? I don't even know. Hey, you know what? I didn't know today was going to be a day when –
April
Ty
Fools
was going to be on that steering wheel and yanking that bad
April
boy.
April Fools.
Oh, yeah. April Fools. That whole first segment was an April Fools plan. Yeah, we'll be back after this. And, yep, we're out of here. Hey, Kyle back there biting his lip and everything, DJing back there.
I thought he was about to start throwing some bars out there.
I thought he was about to put the headphone on his shoulder. You know how they do it? You know, like.
But we are back. Turntables on.
Yes. We are back in the pocket. Yeah. We've been discussing the Rashee Rice situation. And there's still not enough situation to make. But what we live in now is a take, you know, environment. Everybody has to give their take, their opinion immediately before the facts come out. So I don't like doing that, but we're on the radio and we're talking news. So, yeah. But now we're going to move on to the new.
Some great news.
Some great. Well, it's great as of now. The night is young.
We not promised tomorrow. It's great news.
But. You know, we're going to do the Royals rundown, and that is led by
Kyle Collier.
That was nice. Woo! That was
I had to convince you guys to let me do another segment, but here we are. All right, guys, you guys know what happened in the first season or the first series of the Royals season.
Hey, no, you don't have any complaints here, buddy.
So is that a no?
They kicked major butt.
But I'll in game three, that's right.
I'll tell you what
it is. So right now they're 1-2. They got a positive run differential.
Great. Hold on.
I'll tell you why it's great, Kova. I'll tell you. I only got 20 more seconds on the music, so we're going to have to make this fast. The Royals, yes, they are 1-2. But after yesterday's 11-0 ass-kicking of the Minnesota Twins,
11-0.
What you've got is a team who had a lot of expectations this year. Bobby Witt Jr. signed a massive deal. Clearly, that hasn't got to him because he should have been the AL Player of the Week this week. Off to a MVP start, he was a double shy of the cycle in the third inning yesterday.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. He's on fire, right? What I think the first two games, the Royals, the offense obviously just wasn't getting going. What's positive, guys? The pitching staff looks great.
That is what I'm excited about.
Yeah. Right now, they've given up the
says a lot.
Yeah, they've given up the least amount of runs in the American League so far.
I don't.
It's only three games.
People realize how
games.
Hard it is to pitch a shutout in baseball.
Oh yeah,
that is like trying to win a Super Bowl almost, man. That's hard. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that showed me. I was like, I looked at it like boxing. You know, sometimes, man, you lay off a couple of rounds, the first two rounds, because you just want to feel the other fighter out. You know what I'm saying? So people are like, oh, the guy is losing, he's losing, he's losing. No, he's feeling them out. The next, you know, then you start getting them championship rounds. You're like, oh, my God, this guy just turns it on. He starts out slow. And that's what it's looking like with the Royals.
Oh, yeah.
And in that series like that, it's like, wait, before you leave, let me show you who we really are. And they pitched a shutout, man. That's hard.
All right, so, you know, I like to be the guy to talk about the other side. So, like, whose bat is going to step up to where we don't have the games where there's, you know, if we don't pitch a shutout or if we don't give up 1 point?
Right.
Like, who do you think, besides Bobby Witt, besides, can't even say Salvi now.
There you can.
Well, he hits home runs or he goes sit down. Like, that's what Salvi does.
He kind of is that way. Yeah.
he hits a home run, or he
turned a little bigger. Well,
he's the cleanup hitter. He's expected to produce, you know. So I told you guys this last week. With this lineup, and they have Vinny Pasquantino back healthy, MJ Melendez had a great second half of the season last year.
It's a name that I like. I hope you say it.
MJ Melendez?
No. I said it's a name that I like. Bubich.
Chris Bubich? He's still hurt. We're not going to see him until probably July.
Okay. All right. My bad. I'm cutting you off.
But I told you guys this last week. With this lineup, it's a pretty damn good lineup. I'm not saying it's like the Dodgers. I'm not saying it's the best in the league. But it's just like the Chiefs. The Chiefs had that 32nd ranked defense, 28th ranked defense or whatever. If they can just get that to around league average, around 15, 14, or 16, that's what the Royals need to do with this pitching staff. And right now, that pitching staff looks like a massive upgrade. And they went toe-to-toe with the division champs and the Minnesota Twins all three games. In the third game, they whooped their ass.
And it looks like they something to deal with.
Yeah, for sure.
They're going to be something to deal with on the mound this year, period.
It was a slow start the first couple games for the offense, at least. But I think Bobby Witt, he has to start it.
You know,
the star gets the other guys on board.
Is he capable of making guys around him better and lifting them to a championship level? Because Salvi,
it's a little different in baseball, but yeah, I think that really
but
is
Salvi's spirit. 10 years ago, when the Royals won,
is
kind of what you know. And once again, we say before they got him when he left middle school,
right?
Something like that. You know, they got him.
yeah, they signed him when he was like 15. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. So he doesn't.
He followed the trail of candy all the way to America.
That sounds awful, but no, did he?
Like the contract the Royals gave him. That's kind of what it was like. They got him for pennies.
They got him for pennies on the dollar, man.
But I'd still be thankful for.
Oh yeah.
Like, good candy. Another piece of candy.
Yeah, just like, you know, me growing up, I had a roof over my head, but I'm like, wow, I wish I had this or that.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were we talking
about? So upcoming.
Whoa, yeah.
Upcoming with the Royals. No, it's all good. It's only been three games. This first month or so of the season, you're gonna have games against a lot of playoff teams from last year. Tonight, they are in Baltimore. Baltimore won 100 games last year. That's going to be a tough series.
What bridge are they going to use? All right, I'm sorry.
You can go I-95.
Too soon.
Stop it. Way too soon.
Oh, that's all right.
April Fools.
April Fools.
All right. Yeah, I get the bridge comment.
I'm not proud of it. But yeah, it happened, but I'm not proud of it.
Well, right. Hey.
So by the time we talk right next Monday for the next Royals Rundown segment, I want to see the Royals, and I did this last year too. I remember it like it was yesterday.
And the steam real quick.
The Royals got swept, and I'm like, you know what? They kept it close. This next
Yeah.
I didn't. Yeah. You know I was going to say that, but I'm like, all right, I've already said a few naysays.
Yeah. This next week, I want to see them go 3-3. We came back to do the next show. We didn't have a segment because they were 1-5, you know? So you've got Baltimore, 3 against Baltimore, very good team, and then you've got 4 against the White Sox, who should be the worst team in the division. I want to see you win. I want to see you go at least. You got 7 games. Give me 4 wins, Royals. Give me 4 wins. And I'm excited, and I can't wait. The Royals play tonight at 5:30. I'll throw it back to you guys. That's the Royals rundown.
But you know what I pictured there was earlier when you was like, there's only 20 seconds left in this music. You saying, I hope we get 4 games. Like, yeah, let's see if the music runs out next week. But I had another Royals question.
Go for it.
I can give you a little note right here. And weighted runs created plus, that's a baseball, very nerdy stat. I know. It's terrible, and I don't even understand it.
Good teams don't talk about it, but go ahead.
But Bobby Witt Jr. is number one right now in Major League Baseball.
Is that like PER in baseball?
It's like your plus minus in basketball. It's like NFL, you know, your EPA per play with quarterbacks. You know, Mahomes is always right up there. Pitches. Mookie Betts on the Dodgers is – he's hitting like 500, and he's got like 4 bombs.
And you know what?
And they played 5 games already. Royals have only played 3, and Bobby is about 96 points better than Mookie Betts is right now.
Well, see, but usually with those stats, with those next-level, next-gen stats, as they call it, ESPN calls it that.
Advanced analytics.
Advanced analytics. Yeah. There it is. I like to look at the names around it, because then sometimes it'll be like, you know, because what was that stat for a while, and it drove me crazy until it came back home, was Garoppolo's winning percentage up there with Tom Brady and Joe Montana and all that. I'm like, I don't know.
But it was about, like, games. It's like, you know, games where he didn't wear a shirt to the Coliseum. He's number one.
Well, and your stats can be pretty good if you don't kill your team.
Yeah.
But if, you know what I mean, like, if you don't kill your team, your number's going to end up being good.
Rather individual stats is what you're getting at, like the individual accolades?
It's kind of everything. So, like, it's the second thing that I've lost.
Be a golden glove on a losing team?
Well, but, like, because there's greatness, though. Because you think Bobby Wood's going to be a golden glove today? Is that what you said last week?
He definitely can be. But what I think is most important is he's going to get MVP votes this year.
Oh, really? You think he's going
to? Absolutely.
You think he's that good?
He was that close last year after a terrible start to the season. He was bad for a month and a half.
But
and that's a lot of
So you think he was actually in the consideration
last
for
year
MVP.
He was top 10 in votes, yes. And this year he can be top 5.
That's childish.
It's not childish. It's kind it of can absolutely if it happened last year on a 50 something win team, 56. It yeah, can happen this year on a 70
win
team.
Who won on a 56? Who won with the 56 win team? Who won the MVP?
Nobody, but Bobby Witt got votes.
Oh, okay.
He was close. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, like, it just seems like it should be against every rule to be like
a losing team should die.
Yeah, if it's a bad team. Well, I mean, Shohei Ohtani has Mike Trout has several, and Shohei Ohtani, and they want him playing for the Angels, and they haven't made the playoffs since 2014.
So when you get an MVP on a losing team, does it make it sound like? Like, they wouldn't even be a team without you. Like,
they
wouldn't even. They're not even a team. Well, that's got to be the most valuable. You're here in this professional sport right now because of you. Because other than that, this team wouldn't even exist.
But we'll lose with you, we'll lose without you. I'm going to go ahead and turn it into a few picks. Yeah. I would have got rid of Shoshone. Wow.
Very close.
I'm real close, I feel like. But, yes, do you have anything else on the Royals?
No, that's it.
And you're projecting 4 wins. Are you projecting or are you hoping for 4 wins? Which one are you thinking?
Let's move on. I'll projecting. Give me 4 and 3.
Just put them over there. Yeah. Put those thoughts over there.
They got an off day.
Bus.
They got an off day next Monday, which is our next show. They got 7 games in between. Give me 4 wins.
Okay. All right. So, breaking news. Kyle said Worlds will win at least 4 games. And we'll see how. We got to make sure we follow up with that next week.
If they go 0-7, the segment's canceled.
But what's your projection?
No, this is fun. No, we got, even if it's 3 minutes, we got to do a Royals rundown to talk about, you know. And what if the Royals win all 7?
Oh, then a full Royal show next week.
A full Royal show.
A full Royal show.
All right, bet. We won't. Ooh, I'm not. I almost did an untasteful joke. But we will be back after this with some In the Pocket or Out of Pocket, also known as It Poop. We are back in the pocket on this Monday, because we're here every Monday. We're like clockwork.
Tick, tick.
And we have plenty of time for It Poop. And if you've been under a rock, It Poop is in the pocket or out of pocket. And yeah, we don't have a specific category today. Kyle, you want to go first?
I can take this up.
Hit us, buddy.
All right. Number one, I'll circle back to our first segment. With this recent Rashee Rice news, do the Chiefs sign a free agent wide receiver, a veteran?
I say in the pocket because I think they were going to do that anyway.
Okay.
I think that was the move, too. Yes.
Anybody you have in mind before I move on?
Not necessarily.
I think the Worthy kid.
Tyler Boyd, Worthy, that's a draft pick.
Oh, yeah, the draft pick, yeah.
Okay. But if you're thinking draft, then.
I'm thinking they was already going to draft someone. They're going to get.
Yeah.
I think they got their eyes set on Xavier Worthy.
All right. Well, you know, that's going to be your answer for my next one. Do the Chiefs draft a wide receiver higher than the second round this year?
I think the Chiefs, based on the Chris Jones signing, trading away Legarius Sneed, having all, you know, like they signed Tranquil. Like I said, yeah, I think the Chiefs have a unique situation of drafting the best player available. So I think this Rashee Rice news doesn't really come into effect on things until training camp and the beginning of the season.
Okay.
I don't think it changes much right now because that other receiver that they were going to sign, they were going to sign him before training camp started, probably at the draft or after the draft. So I honestly don't think it changes much right now.
Okay. So that's an out-of-pocket then?
No, I say in the pocket. I think they were still going to draft a guy. Okay. They were still going to sign a guy. Yeah. But they may have to sign an extra guy before training.
I got you. Okay, I got you.
That type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, my logic for that question is we've seen Veach draft receivers just all second rounders, you know?
Yeah.
Does he take a swing or does he go, you know, maybe offensive line in the first round?
I think it's if it's the best the
best
receiver.
Player.
Yeah, what's that guy's name? What? The big guy. Ladd.
Ladd McConkey from Georgia.
Yes, if he's available, I believe they could spend a first round on him.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Kind of slow.
All right. Actually, I'll get this one out of the way, but I do have another one. Caitlin Clark, Iowa, versus Angel Reese in LSU in the Elite Eight. Are you guys, is this more exciting of a matchup? Are you more hyped for this matchup than any of the ones in the men's tournament?
Yes.
For me, yes. This is a national championship rematch.
You kind of got the men's. That's all day. But now.
You're calling UConn. You're calling the shot. That what you just did?
That's what he did.
Men's champion already?
I did that. That's done. There's no competition
over
there.
I hope it's just so we can do a segment.
There's no competition over there. Yes. Ain't no competition over there. You know what I'm saying? This is hot. Paige is back. This is about to be. This is
The women's
tournament has got some matchups.
Yeah, absolutely.
They got some matchups. It is very, very entertaining. Mm-hmm.
And for once again, I have 3 little ladies at home, so I hope for the sport of basketball with all these eyes on them. I hope it. What's the word? I hope it
catches fire.
Not catches fire. I hope it lives up to the expectation.
Oh, this is.
I don't know. We can't have a 20-point blowout.
This is, like, think about the men's game. Can you name a player on UConn?
No. Take a 10 ball.
Can you name a Bama's in the Final Four? You name a Bama player? For Purdue, you could probably get Zach Edey, 7'4", you know.
We really don't care. It just wasn't exciting.
I know. That's what I'm saying. And in the women's tournament, you've got Juju Watkins.
Oh, North Carolina State beat Duke. That was exciting. But these are like rivals, man. These are some boxers.
Absolutely.
These women, we know it's almost like this is Jordan going against Pippen or whatever you want to say.
Right, right.
You know, Jordan going up against
Isaiah
LeBron.
Thomas. Yeah, the
these
bad
are
boy Pistons.
Like, you know, these ladies are going to be Hall of Famers.
Right.
We are watching history. Mm-hmm. We're watching the Hall of Famers go. Like, for me growing up, watching the Fab Five, you know, and stuff like that. Man, sometimes you don't know when you're in front of greatness.
Right.
And this is greatness, man. This is, these women are, I expect to see some.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to watch that game.
Yes.
I can't remember if it's tonight or not. But my final one, in the pocket or out of pocket. You guys will watch, this week only, how about this? You guys will watch an hour's worth of Royals baseball this week.
Are you that's a challenge, or you want us to?
In the pocket or out of pocket. Can't you think you could do it or not?
I got.
I know you're not baseball guys.
I like some baseball.
Okay.
I got some walls to paint. I have some projects.
All right, I'll count it.
Okay, I have you to cut my dog's ahead. Hair. So yeah, that's an excellent. What you got, Ty?
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely watch some Wolves games.
No, I'm saying, do you have some?
Oh, the hip poops. Now, for me.
Oh boy.
Like when you started that way.
Oh, I'm ready.
But when he started that way,
you already know, man. Kadarius Toney will not.
Oh my lord.
See the regular season as a Chief.
What?
Out of pocket.
Why are you? Is that what you want as a Chiefs fan?
Hey, man.
Did you hear the first segment? That's clearly what he wants.
Okay.
He said, I trade him for a pizza.
He did.
For a pizza.
And that was the most disrespectful thing he could have said.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Kadarius Toney, it's going to take a lot of games for you to convince me. Nobody.
I say it couldn't be more out of pocket. And with the news over the last couple of days with Rice, that is.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Wait till you hear my poop.
Listen, if I wasn't desperate enough to bring Toney up, you know what I'm saying, in the Super Bowl, why would I make him a role player by taking him?
But it's not desperation. We don't live moment to moment. We live periods of time. So, like, we'll keep him in the building. We'll keep him motivated. The Giants gave up on him. He had trouble in college. So we're going to help build this talented young man up.
Well, let me look on.
We don't have much time.
I was just going to look up and make sure we had slant gadget plays. But go ahead.
All right. So my question is, this Rice trouble is great news for Kadarius Toney, in the pocket or out of pocket?
Out.
I'm kind of out.
Can't even see a pocket.
That's how opportunity
It's an
happen.
Unfortunate situation, and how dare you put me in this position, Cobell.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's kind of good news for Kadarius Toney if his suspension, you know, comes down on Rashee Rice.
Because Rashee Rice was just souped up Kadarius Toney this year. He was what we kind of wish we got out of Toney, minus juke moves. But, yeah, that's all we're doing today. That's all. Let's let this music. This feels like a volatile show we just did here. It felt.
Oh, we lit some fire.
We had some heavy topics, you know, to discuss.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And we handled the heavy topics well. No Diddy. I can't not say it now.
Wow.
It seems like half the things I say is no Diddy.
Did he do it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, once again, allegedly. But you don't have stories over the last 20 years. Things don't. Like, if you accuse me, if everybody saw me eating Uncrustables and the word around the world was, hey, he eats a lot of Uncrustables.
You don't become a billionaire by you know, you crack a few bats.
We don't have enough time for me to finish.
We got to end this before we get raided.
Oh, yeah, we're out of here. We'll see you next week in the pocket.